Joy Division at their perkiest, which wasn't very perky by most people's standards, of course, and that was Walked in Line, and the Isla set do a version of that in tomorrow night's programme when they're in session. Now, for our opportunity, or your opportunity, to win tickets to see Wide Stripes at our Maida Vale studio next Wednesday night, and what you have to do is phone 08 700 100 100, or email john.peel@bbc.co.uk. We've got 14 pairs of tickets to give away, 7 on the phone and 7 are by email. That's john.peel@bbc.co.uk and or 08 700 100 100. And Jack White out of the White Stripes contributes vocals to a track on a recent record by one of these. That's a multiple choice question. It's not terribly clever or funny, but nevertheless it's your chance to win tickets, so don't sneer at it. So by one of these ensembles, as I say, Jack White contributes guest vocals. Either Anaconda, Detroit Cobras, The Vipers, or Python Lee Jackson. That's john.peel@bbc.co.uk. 7 pairs of tickets. 08 700 100 100. 7 pairs of tickets. Go to it. And a fellow phoned me up over the weekend and said, could I tell him very much about, or anything indeed, about a record by The Great Awakening on Amos Records, which was a version of Amazing Grace. And I couldn't tell him much, to be honest, beyond the fact that I thought it was probably David Cohen. It's certainly David Cohen, because it says so on the label. But the bloke who was at one stage a member of Country Joe's band, Country Joe and the Fish. And if you know anything more about this record, then you can get in touch with us at john.peel@bbc.co.uk and help this fella out. So this is the record. And recorded sometime before Amazing Grace became the terrible cliche that it's since become. That was Great Awakening on Amos Records, and if you know anything about that, then john.peel@bbc.co.uk, because I've got a friend who wants to know all about it. I'm not sure what he wants to know, actually, but almost anything would do, I think. This is Hefner, and are people getting the right answer to this question? Okay, we have
everyone's
getting the right. It wasn't a difficult question, was it, really? It wasn't. Silly. It's a silly question. We should have made it harder. But anyway, so we'll go on taking names. And how are we going to do it? Are you going to just pick them out of a hat? What are we going to do? Okay. And this is Hefner. It has started, but you probably can't hear it. And that's a single, we assume, on Two Pure Records from Hefner, and that's called Alan Bean. And tonight's selection from the LP, His Heyday, from Ronnie Ranald, coming up next. And this is another tune I remember being played on the radio a lot when I was, about that high. And this is for Hilda Stark, listening to this programme, hopefully, just outside York. The Dream of Olwyn, Ronnie Ranald, from the His Heyday LP. And as I say, that was for Hilda Stark. And I understand that Radio 2's curvaceous Jonathan Ross has started playing tunes by Ronnie Ranald. Not a bad thing at all. These are the Bundu Boys.
You know.
Begin to describe to you how wonderful it was to go and see the Bundu Boys play live. Never experienced anything like it at that time, and it was just a revelation. And I know that Andy Kershaw was similarly enslaved, as were a great number of other people that I knew and whose opinions I respected. The Bundu Boys from the Shed Sessions on Sudza Records, and that's called Pachedu. And three of the original members of the Bundu Boys about to start on tour, actually. And I have no reason to believe they'll be anything other than excellent. And they start this Saturday at the London Respect Festival in Finsbury Park, and then it says Cardiff Festival, Windsor Place. Whether these are both on the same day or there's another date attached to the Cardiff Festival, I'm not quite sure. There's no date given here, so I'm sure if you live in the Cardiff area, you can find out easily enough. And then on the 27th, which is Friday week, Norwich Arts Centre. On the 29th, Winchester Tower Arts Centre. On the 28th, rather, Saturday, Winchester Tower Arts Centre. On the 29th, Leeds Rhythms of the City. And then in August, on the 3rd, a Friday, Paisley Blackhall, it says. On Sunday the 5th, they're at the Nottingham Riverside Festival on the Victoria Embankment. And so it goes on, and I shall play more tracks from this LP and give you the other dates as well, and there's quite a few of them, and I think we may try and go along and see them play at Norwich Arts Centre on the 27th, and I hope you will go and see the band, because they deserve the utmost respect. Right, and time now, I think, to draw out the names of the winners of our White Stripes competition. Is this too much? What are you doing?
Ronnie Rennell's just emailed us.
Has he?
Oh, God, he has.
This is an email from Ronnie himself. Fantastic. Right, so what am I supposed to do? These are the names off the phone, right? Okay.
And then seven.
And then seven of these. All right, fair enough. Okay, well, the names off the phone are Chris... That's the door, by the way. It does sound dreadful, doesn't it? It sounds like so terrible. You are? Yeah, I know, that's where he lives. Chris Joynes, is it, in Brixton?
Yeah.
Barry Tucker, Banbury, Matt Bates, Walton-on-Thames, Simon Shaw in Chiswick, and Chris Hughes in Battersea, all rather sort of, you know, close to London. London, anyway, Duncan McKenzie, him, from Oxford, Angus Whitehead from Alton, and that's the seven from the telephones. You want to take that. Right, and let's have a look and see what we've got here. Well, there's... this is too fabulous a name to be true. somebody called Candy Spiders. That's magnificent. And Steve Mullins. Hold on. And Mick Ashman. Patrick Maynard Smith. That's four. Luke and Kerry, I'm afraid they win. Oh, it's shocking, isn't it? People think it's rigged, but it actually isn't. And John Fife, is that enough? Have I gone far enough? It's all blokes again, isn't it? Which is and Nick Passmore, there you go. So those are the lucky winners who'll be coming along to see the White Stripes next Wednesday in our Maid of Our studio. But those of you who didn't have your names pulled out of the hat, we may have consolation prizes. Obviously, it won't be the same as seeing the band live, but we'll come up with something for some of you anyway. And, of course, you will be able to hear it all right here on Radio 1, your musical host from coast to coast. And tonight's session, as you know by now, from Miss Black America, this is their Roadkill. We broke here. That's our session guest, Miss Black America and Roadkill. And curious enough, this is one of those bizarre coincidences, but an email from Seymour out of Miss Black America saying, any chance of some blue Gandhi? And by, this is absolutely true, isn't it? I mean, it's down here on the running order. I had at this stage of the programme programmed a track by Blue Gandhi, which goes, as we DJs say, something like this. It's good, this, actually. Another Berry band, of course. We want that Star Market sound. Another good band. That's Blue Gandhi, and from an EP called Gandhi Goes to Hollywood, and that track is called Oblivious, and as I say, another Bury St Edmunds band. And that email from Ronnie Rinald, it says, I'll read you part of it anyway, it says, just been listening to the programme on the laptop, and up came Dream of Alwyn, and your kind words made me feel very happy. I wonder what Ronnie makes of the rest of the programme. Rather startling, I'd have thought, but I hope he's enjoying it. And then he goes on to say, I hope that Hilda will be very pleased with this. He says, I hope that Hilda Stark is enjoying listening. Thanks for writing me up on your website and in recommending my new EMI release. And there's a book as well, isn't there? What's the book called, Need?
Around the World on a Whistle.
Around the World on a Whistle. And we're going to try and get some copies of that and give them away, I think. And Ronnie is coming to this country at some stage, and we may hope to meet up with him and possibly get him to autograph. So I want an autograph copy of the book more than anything in the world at the moment. Well, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but I certainly would like to have a copy of it, and we'll try and get him to autograph some copies and give them away as prizes. Right. This is Schlampeitziger. And that's from the LP. This is on Domino Records as well, actually. Collected Simple Songs of My Temporary Past. And it's Mango und Papaya auf Tobago. No, Tobago, sorry, Tobago. I'll do my best, God knows. Mango und Papaya of Tobago is the title of the track. And an email here from Chris saying, back in the early 80s, you had a session from Brilliant, a band featuring youth at that time, and just left Killing Joke, and asking, he goes on to ask whether he can get a copy of the session. And this is something we get a lot, isn't it? We get an amazing number of requests from people asking for copies of sessions that have been broadcast. It's something which we simply cannot do, because it would be in violation of all kinds of copyright procedures and things, and we get into terrible trouble over it. And but, of course, current sessions quite often get put on the net so that people can download them and so on, which is perfectly legal and legitimate and so on. But with old sessions, we just can't, it can't be done. Can't be done. So, and I do feel bad about it, because obviously the people who bothered to get in touch with you to ask them are not, I assume, going to be sort of flogging them or anything. They just want them because they like the noise, but we can't do it, alas. And an email here from Steve Hewison, I guess it is, saying, and he asked me about a record that I played last week on Penthouse Records. He says, I was driving a noisy car at the time and missed the title and the artist, but it had a distinctive melody played on a banjo. That would have been the Rod Dennis Mento Band, if you're with us tonight, Steve, and it would be even if you're not, actually. And he says, I'll be driving my noisy vehicle to Shipley from Hull between 10:30 and 11:30 every night. So you'll be almost in Shipley now, and which is where the pig comes from. I think I'm going to cry. Don't tell me. What are you pointing at the screen? It's not another freaky coincidence.
No, Ronnie's emailed to say he's enjoying the programme very much.
Oh, right, that's good news. Okay. How weird this is. There he is in New Zealand. I mean, the last few years for me of these programmes have been, I've always loved doing it, obviously. I mean, the perfect, it's not a job, obviously it's not a job, but I mean, the perfect thing for a bloke to be doing, I think. But emails have made it even better, and the fact that we can have these live sessions and do stuff at home and things. I mean, beyond my wildest imaginings. Anyway, I mustn't get into that. I shall start weeping again. And how embarrassing would that be? But anyway, Steve, it's the Rod Dennis Mento Band, and I'd play you a track if I had the LP with me, but I don't. But it is on Penthouse Records, and you can probably get one if you can track down Dub Vendor Records in London, which you should fairly easily be able to do, I think. Time I shut up, I'd say. This is Salt.
pants off of you.
Useful band, I'd say. That's Them Ranch from Columbus, Ohio, and a single from 1999 that somebody was kind enough to send me on Medium Rare Records from Columbus, Ohio. And it says, as regards that track, which is called I Want to Haunt You, it says, Blood Curdling Scream by Erica Washburn, in case you wanted to make a note of that. And what have I got for you now? Oh, yeah, this is Mr. G. Mr. G on Young Blood Records. Does end rather precipitously, that I must say. And War War is the title of it. And an email here from Michael Day in Portland, Oregon. I thought he'd we'd lost him, because he'd not been in touch for a long time. And he says, for some reason I thought the Miss Black America's eponymous song would have been a cover of the Curtis Mayfield soul classic of the same name that appeared on his first solo album, Curtis, from 1970. You're a smart aleck, Michael. To my surprise, it wasn't. I suppose it's possible that Miss Black America had never even listened to Curtis Mayfield at all. Can you play some on an upcoming programme? I think that we should. And I will take that, I'll put that, I'll fold it up, put it in my pocket, and I don't think I'll be able to sort it out in time for tomorrow night's programme because of various upheavals of PLAkers, which make finding records even harder than it is usually. But I'll try and sort it out over the weekend for next week, Michael. So keep on listening. This is Man or Astro Man.
Observe Antirius, a star of the 12th magnitude in the Scorpio constellation. If you will observe closely, you will notice that a small, bright meteor has detached itself from the star and is hurtling through space at incredible speed. What is its destination?
Reed finished second, but Redmond won a shattering victory on this superb Honda Ford. By Friday, Hailwood was fit enough to ride, and he seemed a certain senior TT winner on his MV4. But did Mike think so?
Well, I haven't got any psychological advantage at all, which is usually what I like to have at the start of a race, simply because I haven't had any practice this week, and I did hardly any practice during practice week at all. And, of course, being laid up on my back for 5 days, I mean, all the other riders will be obviously having a right go to try and do me.
Yeah, of course they will.
They tried, but they didn't.
Thank you.
I do find you some great records, don't I? What is frustrating, of course, is that there is, for everyone I play you, five, six, seven, who knows how many records equally good, which I don't get to hear myself and don't get to play to you either, and they're all building up at home, and home is becoming uninhabitable, actually, with the number of unheard records that there are there. That was from Picture Disc, 10-inch, on Toytronic Records, and the information on it, a little vague, actually, to be honest, difficult to figure out what is what, but I think the track is called Tech 7, and it's by Abvard Hinville, and the EP is Logotech. And before that, it was Man or Astro Man, The Wayward Meteor, from their Beyond the Black Hole LP on Estrus Records. In between, it was Murray Walker with some moments from the TT races, 1964 to 1965. I've not been to the TT races for 4 or 5 years and would dearly like to go again, I must say. A great thing. And also, I regret often very much the fact that we can't read out all of the emails either. And here's one from the 18th of July, which I would love to have seen on the occasion so I could have read it out and it would have been appropriate. It says, can you play something for my dad, Barry Simpson, who's 74 today, maybe of the TTLP with Murray Walker, if you have it. If not, a Ronnie Ronald track, anything will do, as he'll be listening to the show, as he's well into it. I'd just like to add that Bazza finished 12th in the TT races in 1957 on a Norton 500 Watsonian sidecar outfit with his pal Frank Taylor. And I don't know who that's from, but obviously Barry Simpson's son. Tonight's session, as you must know by now, from Miss Black America, this is Talk Hard.